Well, good Saturday evening, everyone. Live from Jack Smith Gymnasium at Rifle High School. Tonight, a doubleheader with the Rifle Bears and the Battle Mountain Huskies. Well, I got here plenty early. Got some times turned around. Figured the games were at 2 and 3:30, but there were games at 2 and 3:30, but just JV games. So next time, we'll clarify. So I've been set up and ready to go. Found out the varsity games, girls varsity, was until around 5-ish. And we're going to be right on time for that. So I was able to go home and grab a bite, come back, and we are ready to do some basketball. Rifle Bears, Glenwood Lady Demons, and Battle Mountain Huskies, all with identical records, 5-1 in league, 5-3 overall. Glenwood, the hot team right now, with victories over Steamboat yesterday, 48-20, and then a dominant win over Battle Mountain, previously unbeaten in league, Battle Mountain, 60-29. And in that game, the key for Glenwood, not just hitting a lot of threes, but able to contain Gabby Caballero, scoreless in the first quarter, a couple of buckets in the second quarter, hit a couple of threes, but the game was well out of hand, and she sat most of the fourth quarter. The Rifle Lady Bears, their only loss came against Palisade. They lost 37-26. I don't have any stats on that game, but just judging by the score, Eric Carroll's club had difficulty scoring the ball, scoring any baskets, just 26 points against Palisade. The Palisade's got some talented players. Rifle, they lost at Grand Valley to open the season, beat Steamboat Springs 52-32, Summit 42-28, Glenwood 32-28 here at home. At Steamboat, 27-23, they beat the Sailors in a low-scoring, close game. Dropped the decision, non-league decision to Coleridge, 44-40. Bounced back and beat Eagle Valley, 52-39, and then lost to Palisade, 37-26. Well, the key tonight, talking to Coach Eric Carroll, will be Jamie Karen guarding Gabby Caballero, who averages about 14 a game. Our starters for tonight for the Rifle Lady Bears: Kimber Lang, Jasmine Quinones, Jamie Karen, Mackenzie Elizardo, and Sage Allen. Starting for the Battle Mountain Huskies, Jade Harding, Mia Bettis, Gabriella Caballero, Gianna Carroll, and Alden Pennington. It's been a busy day here at Rifle High School. A lot of JV games. Of course, they don't have an auxiliary gym, and that's why all the games are played here at Jack Smith. So unlike some other schools like RE1, they do introductions here.
Number 12, Bentley Kent.
Number 13, again, Glenwood 5-1 in league, 5-3 overall. This is a critical game to break the tie. I believe Rifle has the tiebreaker with the win over Glenwood Springs. But victory is critical for Eric Carroll's team tonight. Battle Mountain and Rifle coming up right after this on KMTS. A small but enthusiastic crowd here on hand at Jack Smith Gymnasium at Rifle High School. Rifle Bears taking on the Battle Mountain Huskies. Again, the starters for the Lady Bears, Kimber Lang, Jasmine Quinones, Jamie Karen, Mackenzie Elizardo, and Sage Allen. This will be Kimber Lang and Mia Bettis in the opening tip for Battle Mountain. And here we go. And it's won by Battle Mountain, wearing those black uniforms with the black numerals and the gold trim. Got to pay attention. Caballero with a drive. Here's a three-pointer from the far corner. That's off the rim. No good. That shot attempted by Alden Pennington. Rebound taken by Sage Allen. Quinones, right wing to Elizardo. Underhands it to Jamie Karen. Karen's got it in the near corner. Right wing to Jamie Karen. Or to Quinones. Quinones, top of the key. Left wing to Elizardo. Cross court pass to Karen. Fakes the three. Baseline drive. Gets cut off. Gets knocked to the floor. She's got the ball in the corner. Fakes the three. Kicks it out, and they go down to Kimber Lang. Now kicks it back out to Jamie Karen in the corner. Bounce pass to Sage Allen on the right wing.
Red Gator, don't look off the corner. Look corner. Kimber Seal.
Jared Carroll. Coaching his team. Quinones lobs it over to Elizardo. Top of the key. Rifle waiting for an opening here. Trying to go down to Kimber Lang. Picked off by Caballero. She's not bashful about shooting the three. She'll put up a two-pointer, 18-footer. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Mackenzie Elizardo, and a foul called. She clearly, cleanly got the rebound. The foul called against Jade Harding. First foul of the game. Battle Mountain with the press. Lob pass. Try to go into Elizardo. Bad pass picked off by Battle Mountain. There's a 17-footer put up by Caballero. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Quinones. Goes up to Jamie Karen. Bad pass picked off by Battle Mountain. Alden Pennington. No score yet. Almost played 2 minutes. And we got a foul into the basket. Called against initially they were talking to Jasmine Quinones, but it's called against Gabby Caballero. That's a second team foul. Her first for Battle Mountain. Pass it to Jamie Karen. Gets past two defenders. Karen with a drive. Backs up. Kicks it out. Elizardo finds a lane. Fall. It was tripped. I think she just lost her footing. Still no score. Caballero at the circle. Crossover dribble. Gets around the pick. Here's a shot put up at the posts. Shot attempted by Harding. Still no score. 5:35 to go in the first quarter. Quinones right wing. Jamie Karen in the near corner. Back to Quinones. Top of the key to Elizardo. Quinones gets the ball near the circle. Flips it over to Elizardo. Left wing. Back to Quinones. Looking down low. Bounce pass went through the key. And it's just out of bounds. No one touched it. Still no score. 5:15 left in the first. Caballero bringing the ball up slowly, guarded there by Quinones. Quinones reaching in there, pass in the near corner. Three-pointer by Alden Pennington. That's an air ball, but ball controlled by Battle Mountain. Baseline jump shot by Mia Bettis doesn't go into the hands of Sage Allen. Allen got the board, and then she was fouled. And that's the third team foul against Battle Mountain. Called against Gianna Carroll. Her first. The bounce pass to Elizardo. Gets it to Karen. J- Jamie brings it up. It's a 2-on-1 advantage. Bounce pass on the right wing. Jump shot. Oh, bricked by Kimberline. Got her own rebound. Put back. Bricked out again. And a rebound by Caballero. Goes up the court to Pennington in the left wing. Right wing to Jade Harding. Bettis has it. Dribbles around. Top of the key. Elizardo poking at the ball. Pennington has it now near the circle. Little hook pass. They go back to Pennington. Drives. Blocked by Kimber Lang. I think they're going to call Kimber for the foul. Yep. Her first. And Alden Pennington fouled in the act of shooting, so she'll go to the line for two. And the first free throw is good. There's the first point of the game. Second free throw is off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Battle Mountain, pulled down by Jade Harding. Bettis has it, top of the key. Now left wing to Pennington, three-pointer, bricks it. Rebound putback attempt, no good, but a foul. And that will send Gianna Carroll to the line for two. And Kimber Lang quickly picks up her second foul. Carroll's first free throw, weak, rolls off the rim. 1-0, Battle Mountain, 4:08 to go in the first quarter. Second free throw is good, rattled that one in. It's 2-0, Battle Mountain. Jamie Caron gets the press, goes to Sage Allen, Sage to Kimber Lang. Lang drives, shoots. Oh, air ball from 2 feet. Boy, just launched that thing. And she bumped into Caballero, brings the ball up. Caballero spots up for a three off the dribble. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Battle Mountain. Here's a jump shot from 17. Good. And that shot put up by Pennington. First field goal of the game. Timeout Rifle. 4-0, Battle Mountain, 3:39 to go in the first quarter. This is KMTS. It was a full timeout called by Rifle Lady Bears head coach Eric Carroll. 4-0, Battle Mountain with the lead here at Jack Smith Gymnasium at Rifle High School. 3:39 left in the first quarter. Alden Pennington with the first field goal at the 3:40 mark. Neither team shooting the ball well. See what adjustments Coach Carroll made. Jamie Caron will inbound. Kimber Lang's had a couple of good looks, but just overshot the ball. Now Lizardo brings it up after getting the inbounds pass, gets it across the timeline, underhands it to Caron. Jamie, top of the key, flips it over to Quinones, right wing, back to Caron in the near corner. Back to Quinones. Now Lizardo now, high post, left side. Quinones at the circle, hands the ball to Jamie Caron. Caron to Elizardo. Quinones, Elizardo, ball goes off her hands. She's got to retrieve it near half court. Bounce pass to Quinones, back to Elizardo. Back to Quinones, back to Elizardo, playing catch. Now they go top of the key to Jamie Caron. Jamie looking for an opening to Elizardo, right wing, drives, bounce pass to Quinones. Head fake there. Elizardo, I think the intention is trying to get it down to Kimber Lang, but she's being boxed in there. Jamie Caron with the drive. Caron underhands it to Quinones, fakes the three, drives along the baseline, tries to hand it, force it into Kimber Lang, and Quinones grabs her ankle, and she falls to the floor. Ball knocked out of bounds by Battle Mountain. Rifle finding it difficult to get off a shot. Quinones inbounds to Jamie Caron in the far corner. Drives, kicks it out to Sage Allen, jump shot, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Rifle. Quinones underhands it to Caron. Jamie backing up near the circle. Left wing to Elizardo.
We gotta get to the hoop.
Quinones, top of the key. Dribble drive right side. Tried to force up a shot. Drew the foul.
Hey, Jamie, come here.
Foul called against Gianna Carroll. That's her second. Fourth team foul. And a 30-second timeout 2:20 left in the first, 4-0 Battle Mountain. This is KMTS. Augustine Hancock checks in for Battle Mountain as Jasmine Quinones fouled in the act of shooting. A chance to get Rifle on the board here. First free throw. He is good. 4-1 Battle Mountain. 2:20 left in the first quarter. Quinones' second free throw. Is no good. Rebound caroms away, and it's controlled by Battle Mountain, taken by Pennington. 4-1 Huskies. Three-pointer, far corner. Bullseye. Knocked down by Alden Pennington. She's got all the field goals for Battle Mountain. Jamie Caron gets past two defenders. Ball knocked away, gets it back, hands it out to Sage Allen. 7-1 Battle Mountain. Underhands it to Quinones. Bounce pass to Elizardo, left wing. Little pass to Jamie Caron for three. Off the rim, no good. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Battle Mountain. Minute 43 left here in the first. Elizardo into Jamie Caron. Drives, shoots. Little floater, won't go. Rebound taken by Caballero off the right side. Crossover dribble. Boy, she's quick. Pulls up for a jumper off the dribble. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off the hands of Allen. But last touched by Hancock. Out of bounds, Rifle ball. 7-1 Battle Mountain. Pass into Quinones against the press. She's double teamed. She's trapped in the corner. But she lost it out of bounds. And checking in for a Rifle is Blake Hostetler, replacing Sage Allen. Battle Mountain ball at their end. Caballero goes into Pennington, who's got the hot hand. 7-1 Battle Mountain. Right side to Bettis. Back to Pennington. Looking for an opening. Now goes far corner to Bettis. Bettis with a drive. In a crowd, puts up a shot. Bricks it. No good, but rebound taken by Battle Mountain. Three-pointer top of the key by Pennington. Does it go? Rebound into the hands of Jamie Caron. Three-on-two advantage. Caron takes it all the way. Fake shoots. No, no. She's going to kick it out to Quinones. Here's Hostetler. Here's Quinones for three on the right wing. Yes, man! Call it a two. Quinones with a two. Toes are on the line. 7-3 Battle Mountain. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Caballero gets a pick. Goes to Pennington. Pass down to Hancock. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go. Gets her on rebound. Fadeaway shot. Doesn't go. Rebound Kimber Lang. Lang hands it off to Jamie Caron. 30 seconds to go here in the first. 7-3 Battle Mountain. Caron right wing to Hostetler. Back to Jamie Caron. Flips it left side to Elizardo. McKenzie. Cross court to Hostetler. Quinones right wing. 13 seconds. 12, 11, 10, 9. Three-pointer right wing from Quinones. Doesn't go. And the ball controlled by Battle Mountain. Up the floor comes Caballero. She'll launch it from half court. And that is no good off the glass. And that will do it for the first quarter. It's Battle Mountain 7, Rifle 3. This is KMTS. We go to the second quarter here at Jack Smith Gymnasium at Rifle High School. Rifle Lady Bears trailing Battle Mountain 7-3 in an important West Slope game. Rifle ball out of bounds. Elizardo will inbound to Jamie Caron. Jamie top of the key. Flips it over to Quinones, right wing.
Through, Jamie. Through all the way. And rotate.
Your coach, Eric
through
Carroll.
Rotate.
Coaching his girls. Jamie Caron top of the key. Bounce pass to Quinones. Baseline jumper from 10. Air ball. I mean, overshot it by a good 2 feet. Caballero brings it up. Left wing to Pennington. Cross-court pass. Here's Bettis for a 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebound putback. Hancock does it go. Gets her own rebound. Another putback. Good. Hancock. Good hustle there. 9-3 Battle Mountain. And Lozardo has the ball. Finds a lane. Lost it off her knee. Falls to the floor. There's a collision. Shot put up. They count the basket by Kimber Lang, but a player is hurt. As Well, Lizardo was driving. It is Gabby Caballero who's shaken up. Appears to be okay. And there, Kara taking advantage of the delay here as Caballero will take a seat and get her get checked out. Appears to be all right. I saw Caballero hit the floor. Yeah, she's going to check back in. And I'm pretty sure it was Kimber Lang that made the basket, but I'll double check to make sure. 9-5, Battle Mountain. And Rifle defense forces a turnover. Huskies lead, 6:58 to go in the half. And Lizardo inbounds to Jamie Caron against the Battle Mountain press. Back goes back to Elizardo. Bounce pass, diagonal pass, bad pass, thrown out of bounds, intended for Jasmine Quinones. Threw it behind her and into the stands. Caballero handling the ball, met there by Quinones at half court. And blows right past her. Stops right wing, now kicks it over to Bettis. Bettis down to Hancock. Hancock banks it in. Augustine Hancock with 4 points. It's 11-5, Battle Mountain. Elizardo up the court, gets past the double team. Jamie Caron goes to Elizardo with a drive. Float pass down to Kimber Lang. Lang's shot is blocked, but she's hit on the wrist and fouled. She'll shoot two. That's the fifth team foul for Battle Mountain. Kimber Lang to the line for two shots. That foul called against Hancock, her first. And Kimber Lang, their first free throw, banked it in. Kimber's second free throw off the back of the rim. 11-6, Battle Mountain. Caballero has the ball. Crossover dribble. She's very good handling that ball. Left wing to Pennington. Thought about a three. Goes to Hancock at the free throw line. Pass down to Bettis at the post. Banks it and the foul. Got good position, and that's Kimber Lang's third foul. She's going to have to find a seat. Sage Allen, the only one out of her sweats. And Mia Bettis with the bucket, looking to make it a three-point play, and she missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound, though, controlled by Harding. Goes to Hancock, to Bettis. Cross-court pass to Pennington, three-pointer, right wing, bullseye. Pennington. Two threes for her. It's 16-6. Battle Mountain pass up the court to Quinones. Gets bumped there. Wow, there was contact, but they call a... Did you say Quinones was out of bounds? As Bettis kind of ran into her hip. Here comes Sage Allen replacing Kimber Lang with three fouls. Kimber will have to sit probably the rest of the half. Caballero looking for her first point. And she's going to drive and lay it up and miss the shot. Good defense by Jamie Caron. Rebound taken by Elizardo. She's triple-teamed. The Sage triple-teamed the ball. Gets it up to Jamie Caron. Gets past the double team. Takes it all the way. Puts up a scoop shot. Won't go. Good defense by Caballero. 16-6. And the leading scorers were the respective teams scoreless. Pass down to Hancock. Tried to lay it up. Drew the foul. Augustine Hancock. Hancock had 2 points in the loss to Glenwood. That was a late bucket in the fourth quarter. She's been a force here in the first half. First free throw is good. Hancock's second free throw. Perfect. Got a nice touch at the line. And it's 18-6, Battle Mountain. Again with the press. Jamie Caron will bring it up. Now flips it over to Elizardo to get it across the timeline. Back to Caron, top of the key. Jamie flips it off there to Quinones. Over to Elizardo in the left wing. To Hostetler. Drives. Two defenders on her. Drew the foul. Blake Hostetler to the line for two. Blake Hostetler, a freshman. And that's the second foul called against Gabby Caballero. And Hostetler's first free throw. Swish. Very nice form. 18-7. Battle Mountain. Hostetler's second free throw. Perfection. 18-8. Need to get a steal here and get that lead under 10. Gabriela Caballero brings it up, met by Quinones at half court. Pennington trying to get open. She gets the ball in the far corner, and the ball goes out of bounds in front of the rifle bench. So Caballero and Jamie Caron without any points. Lizardo has it, gets it up the court to Sage Allen. Cross-court pass to Hostetler, puts up a shot, won't get the bounce. Rebound tipped, saved by Sage Allen, but knocked it out of bounds. So Coach Sharon Carroll showing faith in this freshman post player, Blake Hostetler. She's showing no fear. Playing varsity ball. Caballero lost control of the ball, got it back, had to adjust her mask. Spin move, gets away from Quinones. Reach in there by Elizardo. Caballero can't find an opening, goes to Pennington. Pennington with a couple of threes. Right wing to Bettis. Here's a three-pointer by Bettis, tried to bank it, bricks it, goes out of bounds, and it's rifle ball at the baseline. 3:56 to go in the half. Rifle girls... Some of the backup players on the bench with some theatrics, having some fun. Timeout called. 3:56 left in the first half. 18-8, Battle Mountains. This is KMTS. Back to Jack Smith Gymnasium at Rifle High School. 3:56 remaining in the first half. Rifle trailing Battle Mountain 18-8. Kimber Lang back in the game. Inbounds pass. Almost stolen, but back in the hands of Elizardo, but she throws it away. Picked off by Mia Bettis. Sage Allen guarding her closely. And a 30-second timeout called by the Battle Mountain coach, Jim Shepler. Saw that Bettis was in trouble and alertly called timeout. We'll do the same. 3:48 left, 10-point lead for the Huskies. 3:48 remaining in the half, 18-8 Battle Mountain. Rifle with the ball. No, it's Battle Mountain's ball, sorry. Pennington has it one-on-one with Jamie Caron. Jamie staying with her. Ooh. And they're saying an illegal pick set by Augustine Hancock. Caron just plowed into her. They're saying Hancock moved her feet to moving screen, but she had to have taken the brunt of the punishment. Knocked to the floor. Foul against Hancock, her second. Mackenzie Elizardo with the ball. Michael trying to get into that 10-point lead. Pull-up jumper from 10. In and out. No good. Rebound. Kimber Lang off her hands out of bounds. Just bobbled it. Was anxious to get it back to the hoop. It's 18-8 Battle Mountain. Pennington crossover dribble. Caron reaching in there. Now Sage Allen guarding Bettis. Now it's Jade Harding. Pennington. Down to Hancock, baseline jumper, air ball, battle for the ball, ends up with Battle Mountain. Bettis has it to Pennington. Elizabeth Kaiser in the game for Battle Mountain. Lob pass down to Pennington, lays it up and in. Nice feed from Bettis to Pennington. Pass up the court to Sage Allen, 20-8 Battle Mountain. Drive by Jamie Caron, bounce pass to Kimber Lang. Banks the shot, missed it, but she's fouled, and Kimber to the line for two. 2:41 left in the half. And Kimber Lang, 1-for-2 at the line. First free throw is good. Hancock out, replaced by Gianna Carroll. Kimber Lang trying to get rifle into double digits. And she does with a swish. three for four from the line. 20-10, Battle Mountain. Gabriela Caballero. She jogs up and then stops right at the circle. Now makes her move. Shakes Quinones, pulls up for a jumper from 17 off the rim and bounced in. And Caballero with her first basket at the 2:28 mark. Mackenzie Elizardo, 22-10, Battle Mountain. Elizardo finds a lane, bounce pass to Jamie Karen. Karen at the baseline, bounce pass through the key. It's kicked out of bounds. Caitlin Mentink in for Rifle, replacing Kimber Lang. Elizardo inbounding at the baseline, goes into Jamie Karen in the near corner. Jamie between the leg dribble, hands it off to Quinones, to Sage Allen. Back to Jamie Karen, back on the right wing. Karen's got it from the bear claw. Three-pointer. Won't get the bounce. Rebound caroms away, ends up in the hands of Caballero. 22-10, Battle Mountain. Caballero one-on-one with Quinones. Quinones gets picked. They're going to say an illegal pick set by Jade Harding. Moving her feet. And Quinones went bouncing off of her. And all of a sudden, that's nine team fouls against Battle Mountain. Harding's third. Jamie Karen, bounce pass to Quinones, gets it across the line. Bounce pass to Elizardo, top of the key. Karen, behind the back dribble. Gets double teamed, goes to Sage Allen. Sage Allen to Quinones, fakes the three, but she traveled. Rough first half for the Lady Bears. Minute 28 to go. Caballero, this time will be met by Elizardo. Caballero dribbles in the near corner, hands it out to Pennington, top of the key to Harding. Harding to Carroll. Caballero for three, bullseye. That was a step back three. Look out. And it's 25-10. Battle Mountain. Jamie Karen gets past the double team, has to kind of wrestle her way out of trouble. Takes it, bounce pass to Elizardo, gets bumped, no foul. Are you kidding me? Elizardo with a... Wow. Elizardo got a pass from Jamie Karen at the baseline, at the block, and I mean got clobbered. How do you not call that? Ball out of bounds, Rifle ball. Lob pass into Jamie Karen. Takes it to the hoop. Oh, what? All kinds of contact. No foul. 44 seconds left. Jamie Karen frustrated. No points in this first half. 36 seconds left. Caballero near half court. At the circle. In trouble. Needs help. Underhands it to Carroll. Back to Caballero. Looks up at the clock. Dribbling around the corner. Smothered there by Quinones. Little bullet pass. And too much mustard on that one. Going to Pennington. Threw it out of bounds. 25-10. Battle Mountain. Jamie Karen lobs it into Elizardo. 13 seconds, 12 seconds, 10. Trying to go down to Kimber Lang. Under the basket, too far under. Sage Allen has it. Goes to Elizardo. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Down to Kimber Lang. Shot is blocked by Caballero. 1.8 seconds left. Just a clean block by Gabriela Caballero. Giving up a couple inches to Kimber Lang. Quinones inbounds to Karen. Karen at the buzzer. Three-pointer. Yes, ma'am! Just what the doctor ordered. Jamie Karen would not be denied. That was in rhythm. Knocked down the three as the buzzer sounds to end the first half. It's Battle Mountain 25, Rifle 13. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Jack Smith Gymnasium at Rifle High School. It's halftime. Rifle Lady Bears trailing the Battle Mountain Huskies 25-13. It was 7-3 Battle Mountain in the first quarter. And then the Huskies had an 18-10 advantage in the second quarter. Both of the star players for the respective teams unable to get on track. But Gabby Caballero with about... 2.5 minutes left in the second quarter, hit a bucket and finally got hot and hit a three-pointer in that second quarter. She had has 5 points at the half, averages about 14 a game. It was Alden Pennington doing the scoring duties for Battle Mountain. Hit a three, a two, and a free throw. A couple of assists in that first half. Gianna Carroll with a free throw. Pennington hit a three and a two in the second quarter. It's Battle Mountain put up 18 in that second period. Rifle struggling the entire first half. Jamie Caron, trouble finding an open shot. Kimber Lang able to get some passes down low, but not quite finding her spot at the block where she can find the sweet spot at the glass. She finally did hit a bucket. Also hit three of four free throws to give her 5 points. That leads the Bears. And Jamie Caron hit a buzzer-beating three-pointer with 1.8 seconds. She got the inbounds pass, took it in the near corner, and just drained it. Beautifully in rhythm. Jamie Caron with her first basket. She's got 3 points. Blake Hostetler with a couple of free throws. That's it for the scoring for Rifle as they trail here at halftime, 25-13. Looking around sports scores last night, the Denver Nuggets beat to the Cleveland Cavaliers 120-103. Denver taking on the Charlotte Hornets on the road tonight. Oh, no, that game has been postponed due to some COVID issues. NHL. The Vegas Golden Knights and the Colorado Avalanche playing the first of two outdoor games this weekend in a rather unique setting. Unlike the 30 previous outdoor games that were played in stadiums, today's matchup taking place on the shore of Lake Tahoe. The NHL built a rink on the 18th fairway, the Edgewood Tahoe Resort, with the view of the snow-covered Sierra Nevada mountain range in the background. Philadelphia Flyers and the Boston Bruins will meet on the same rink tomorrow. Avs and the Vegas Golden Knights have to check to see what the score of that game was. Tonight's men's basketball game between Texas A&M and Arkansas postponed because of Denver coronavirus issues. Aggies on pause until further notice. They said yesterday they were prepared to play the game, home game with a limited roster, but a new positive COVID-19 test along with subsequent contact tracing forced the postponement. There's been a lot of problems with college and the NBA. And remarkably, they seem to have figured it out here in Colorado in high school. With the exception of the Steamboat Boys, there haven't been any delays that I know of or postponements or quarantines. So let's keep that streak going. It's been so far a pretty uneventful season with regard to COVID-19. Looking ahead for the Lady Bears. After tonight's game, it's at Eagle Valley on the 25th. At Battle Mountain, at Glenwood on March 2nd. They host Palisade on March 4th. And then they finish up the season at Summit on the 5th of March. Glenwood Demons next ball game. Girls and boys will be at Palisade on Tuesday. 4:30 girls and around 6:30 for the boys. Some baseball news. American League Cy Young winner Shane Bieber is reported to training camp in Arizona with the Cleveland Indians after recovering from COVID. The Cleveland Indians ace recently tested positive. Experienced just mild symptoms, but had to be isolated for MLB protocols before being medically cleared to join his teammates. Took part in drills today. Indians will hold their first full squad workout in Goodyear on Sunday, the 25-year-old Bieber was baseball's best pitcher during the pandemic-shortened 2020 season. Led the majors in wins, ERA, and strikeouts, rare triple crown for pitchers. Looking forward to baseball season. I'm not sure if Rockies fans can say the same thing, but Rockies, one of the aces of the staff, Kyle Freeland, says, people counting us out, but don't go to sleep on the Rockies, even though we've lost Nolan Arenado to the St. Louis Cardinals. He likes being the underdog. 25-13, Battle Mountain with the lead as we get ready for the second half. Well, when I arrived early this afternoon, it was a balmy 40 degrees, and the weather changed on a dime. Wind was howling. Some snowflakes falling. It got pretty cold. Well, both teams on the floor waiting. Oh, we don't have any refs. That's like something's missing. Oh, yeah, the Zebras. So let me go knock on the door. The girls just standing in a circle having a little chat. And I see athletic director Chris Bomba out in the hallway. He went out there to retrieve them, and here they come. I wonder what the reaction is going to be. There they come. They get a little, a mild applause. A few claps. And we're ready to go. 25-13. Battle Mountain with the lead. As we start the second half, Caballero will inbound at half court. Goes into Bettis, hands it back to Caballero. Guarded there by Quiñones. Between the leg dribble, she's very quick with that ball. Puts up a wild shot with the left hand, doesn't go. Rebound off the hands of Karen, but into the hands of Mackenzie Elizardo for Rifle. Mackenzie brings it up, lobs it. And wisely, Karen picked it up in the forecourt, set the backcourt. Elizardo has it, top of the key. Right wing to Jamie Karen. Karen on the bear claw. Quiñones, now left wing to Hostetler. Down to Elizardo. Last touch by Elizardo out of bounds. Brian Derby saying, nope, other way. Battle Mountain ball. Caballero inbounds it to Pennington. Back to Caballero. One-on-one with Quiñones. Underhands it to Pennington. Pennington driving right side. Falls to the floor. Pass. They go down low to Gianna Carroll. Missed the easy layup. Rebound taken by Elizardo. Fast break Rifle. Quickly up the court to Jamie Karen. Taking it to the hoop. And a foul is called against Caballero, her third. She tried to get position, but she was backpedaling, clearly moving, and picks up her third foul. And she runs over to the bench. Mamiana, I think she's going to stay in. Two shots for Jamie Karen. First free throw. Bounces off the front of the rim. Jamie's second free throw. Got it. 25-14. Battle Mountain. Caballero with three fouls. Brings the ball off the court. Met there by Quiñones. Crossover dribble. Gets a little fake. Reach-in foul is going to be called against Elizardo. Didn't move her feet. Just poking at the ball. Picks up her first foul, first team foul. Make that McKenzie's second foul. Caballero on the front of the Battle Mountain bench. Goes into Bettis. Hands it back to Caballero on the high post. Gets past Quiñones. Puts up a shot. Nice shot. Just a one-handed floater in the lane. A running shot. Up the court comes Quiñones. Quiñones takes it. Tried to lay it up. Drew the foul. That's against Caballero. That's her fourth. And she didn't care for the call. That is her fourth foul. That is significant. Quinones inbounding goes to Jamie Caron. Thought about a three. Goes to Elizardo on the right wing. Spin move. Puts up a shot. Shakes the defender off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Elizardo to Quinones. Back to McKenzie. 27-14, Battle Mountain. Here's Quinones. Gets a pick from Lang. Bounce pass to Hostetler. Faked the shot. Floats it to Caron. Met there by Pennington. Jamie Caron, little jab step, trying to find an opening. Gets a pick from Quinones. Fakes the three, goes to Quinones. Jasmine, spin move, puts up a wild shot, drew the foul. And they're saying traveling against Quinones. And Gabriela Caballero coming out with four fouls. She'll have to sit for a while, probably the remainder of the quarter. Rifle needs to take advantage of that. Bettis brings it up, racing against Hostetler, staying right with her, the freshman. Oh, almost traveling there. Harding.
Be up. Jamie, tight. Tight. Heads, Mackie. Up, Jamie. Up. Up.
Here's the drive by Pennington. Passing the key to Gianna Carroll. Lost it out of bounds. Good defense by Elizardo and Kimber Lang. 27-14, Battle Mountain. Passing to Quinones. The right side. Spin move. Lost the ball. And it goes into the hands of Elizardo. Brings it across the line. McKenzie with a drive. Pass in the key to Kimber Lang. Bobbles it. Picks it up. Puts up a shot. Got it. Tough shot for Kimber Lang. Had to muscle that one up there. 27-16. Battle Mountain. And Lang with 7 points to lead Rifle. 5:05 to go in the third quarter. Pennington drives, now flips it over to Bettis on the right wing. Bettis gets a pick. Drive by Gianna Carroll. And a foul on the floor. It's called against Rifle. That is called against Elizardo, her third. Second team foul, each team with two. Kimber Lang comes out. Sage Allen in for her. Battle Mountain ball, getting it out of bounds. Lob pass picked up by Hancock near half court. She's dangerous. She can dribble the ball. Nice pass. Oh, that's picked off in the key by Jamie Caron. Caron brings it up, weaving her way up the court. Now turns, pivots, kicks it out to Jamie, to Quinones, to Elizardo. Cross court to Caron, right wing. Jamie backing up. Has to adjust her mask. So keeps sliding down. Lower nose, gets a pick, fakes the shot, goes to Sage Allen. Here's Quinones, thought about a three. She'll shoot a two from 15, is fouled. Oh, it almost went in. She'll get two shots. Jasmine Quinones. Foul's called against Gianna Carroll, her third team foul. And Quinones with her second trip to the line, she's 1-for-2. First free throw, swish. Jasmine with 4 points. Give her 5 points as she hits both free throws. It's 27-18. Battle Mountain. Hancock throws it away. Threw it right into the Rifle bench. And Quinones will inbound the baseline. Finally, Rifle erases that double-digit lead. Caron, the drive along the baseline, gets double teamed. Here's Quinones at the right wing. Back to Jamie Caron. Backs up, thought about a three. Goes to Quinones. Baseline, they cut her off. Goes top of the key to Sage Allen. Allen out to Jamie Caron. Three-pointer, right wing. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Hancock for Battle Mountain. 27-18. Battle Mountain with the lead. Pennington one-on-one with Jamie Caron. Goes left wing to Bentley Kent. Here's a jump shot from the free throw line by Gianna Carroll. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by McKenzie Elizardo. Up the court to Quinones. Quinones to Karen. Karen with a drive. Missed the layup, but she's knocked to the floor. And Jamie Karen to the line for two. Pennington called for the foul. Her first. That's team foul number four. Timeout called by Battle Mountain. Take a break. 3:45 left in the third. 27-18. Battle Mountain with the lead. This is KMTS. .345 remaining in the third quarter. Rifle just gradually chipping away at that Battle Mountain lead. One of the league's leading scorers, Gabriela Caballero, on the bench with four fouls and 7 points. Jamie Karen at the line for two shots. First free throw short. Just bumped off the front of the rim. Karen, 1 for 3 now from the line. 1 for 4. She missed the second one. Rare couple of misses. Ball out of bounds, Battle Mountain. Missed opportunity there. Rifle putting on the press now as they go into Hancock. Goes to Bettis. Hancock falls to the floor. Thought she was fouled by... Here's a pass almost picked off by Jamie Karen in the paint, trying to go to Gianna Carroll into the basket. Boy, these numbers are hard to pick up for Battle Mountain, especially when they're at the other end of the floor. Pass into a wide open. All alone was Gianna Carroll. Someone fell asleep on defense. 29-18. Battle Mountain with the lead. Pass into Mackenzie Elizardo. In the paint, puts up a shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Bettis for Battle Mountain. Pennington brings it up. She'll be met there by Jamie Karen. Bentley Kent. There's a three-pointer by Pennington, and Pennington knocks down another one. And Battle Mountain extends the lead. Quinones lost the ball, taken by Kent. Kent to Pennington, right wing. 32-18, Battle Mountain. Rifle had the lead cut down to 9. Gianna Carroll. One-on-one with Elizardo, and timeout called by Battle Mountain. And we'll take a break. 2:35 to go in the third. 32-18. Battle Mountain with the lead. This is KMTS. 2:35 remaining in the third quarter. 32-18. Battle Mountain. Rifle had the lead. Battle Mountain lead down to 9, but now it's 14. Battle Mountain suddenly outscored Rifle 7-4. 7-5. Here's a drive. And a foul called against Jasmine Quinones. Her first third team foul. And that's number 3, Elizabeth Kaiser. I couldn't see her number. Her ponytail covered it up. Kaiser missed the first one. Her second free throw is good. Rattled that one in. 33-18, Battle Mountain. 2:29 to go, third quarter. Jamie Karen to Quinones, left wing. Quinones with a drive. Floater with the right hand. Won't go. Last touch by Bettis out of bounds. Rifle ball under the basket. Quinones at the baseline. Goes into Jamie Karen, right wing. Back it up. There's Quinones. Karen for 3. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound Bettis. Bettis slipped and fell, lost the ball. Elizardo with a shot, got the loose ball, and put it off the glass and in. That was a big break for Rifle. Elizardo's first bucket, 33-20, Battle Mountain. Kaiser dribbles along, top of the key, stops, goes far corner to Pennington. Pennington back it up near the circle.
Jazz up, 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 up.
Here's Bettis. Bettis with the drive. Ball poked away. Loose ball taken by Elizardo. She's going to take it all the way. She'll lay it up and in. 33-22 Battle Mountain. Pass into Kaiser. Rifle putting on the press. Blake Hosser playing some aggressive defense. Gets around the pick. Kaiser has it right wing. Bobbles it. Now it goes to Gianna Carroll. Dribbling clumsily, but picks up the ball. Goes to Pennington, top of the key. Now near the circle. Backing up. Jamie Karen guarding her closely. Right wing to Kaiser. Under a minute to go here in the first, or third quarter. Kaiser, right wing to Hancock. Hancock, stop, shoots from 15. That's a brick. Rebound in the hands of Carroll, who gives a hook pass to Pennington. 42 seconds left. Hancock's pass, just the cow jumping over the moon. Missed the basket by about 10 feet. Pennington has it. Up high, ball poked at by Karen. Pennington retrieves it. Here's a steal by Karen. Lays it up. Missed the shot. A foul. Jamie Karen playing relentless defense. She's gassed. Hands on the hip. She's huffing and puffing through that mask. Can't wait for the quarter to end. Hands on her knees. She's really laboring. But, boy, what a great hustle. Poked at the ball. Second foul against Pennington, and Jamie Karen, another rare miss. She is just so tired. And that looked like a tired free throw. Gabriela Caballero still on the bench. She'll no doubt re-enter the game in the fourth quarter. Bentley Kent checks in for Battle Mountain. Jamie Karen. Her second attempt is good. You got the bounce. 33-23, Battle Mountain. And Jamie comes out for a breather. Pass lobbed in, and it is chased down, but knocked out of bounds by Mackenzie Elizardo. 21 seconds left in the third. 10-point lead for Battle Mountain. Bentley Kett inbounding, lobs it in to Gianna Carroll, who stepped on the sidelines when she came down with it. Her foot was on the blue. Chance for Rifle to cut the lead to 8. Hostetler fakes the 3. Hostetler bounce pass to Mackenzie Elizardo. Jump shot, won't get the bounce. Yes, she does! Mackenzie Elizardo taking over the offense. 33-25, Rifle within 8. Bentley Kent is fouled, dribbling up the floor with 4/10 of a second left. Just the fourth team foul for Rifle. Lozardo's shot from the free throw line, just inside the line, rattled around and plopped in. She has 6 points here in the third quarter. Kent will inbound, lobs it into Pennington, launches it. No chance, and that's it for the third quarter. It's after 3, it's Battle Mountain 33, Rifle 25. This is KMTS. Back to Jack Smith Gymnasium and Rifle High School. We go to the fourth quarter. Battle Mountain with a 33-25 lead, and Gabriela Caballero still on the bench with 4 fouls. She'll re-enter the game soon, I'm sure. Right now, an 8-point lead. They led by 14. And Rifle able to outscore Battle Mountain 12-8 in that third quarter. Mackenzie Elizardo with 6 of those points. Drive by Elizardo. She's feeling it. Banks it in. Mackenzie Elizardo. Look at her go. It's 33-27 Battle Mountain. Pass into Bentley Kent. Guarded there by Quinones. Quinones says, oh, they're going to call a foul against Jamie Karen. Lob pass into Pennington.
Up, Jamie, up, up.
Picked up by Karen.
Up.
Jamie gets picked. Here's a pass.
Go, push.
Thrown away. Picked off by Quinones. Up the court to Kimber Lang, who lays it up and in. It's a 4-point lead. for Battle Mountain. Rifle determined. Chipping away at that lead. Now within four. It's been a 10-0 run. Pennington, right wing. Caballero's going to check in now. Coach Jim Shepard said, all right, got to get my best score in there. Pass down low to the block. Shot put up by Pennington. Good. And that breaks a 10-0 run. 35-29, Battle Mountain. Quinones hands it off to Karen, to Hostetler, down to Kimberlank, picked off by Hancock, and a timeout called by Coach Eric Carroll. 30-second timeout, 6:37 to go in the game. 35-29, Battle Mountain. This is KMTS. 25 to go in the game. 35-29, Battle Mountain. Bentley Kent with the ball left wing. Caballero back in the game for Battle Mountain with four fouls. Kent with a drive. Kent with a shot. Blocked by Kimberlang. Swatted out of bounds. Kimberlang is about 5'11". And Bentley Kent, 5'2". Significant advantage there. Caballero inbounding at the baseline. Under the basket. Lobs it into Hancock. Lays it up. Missed the shot. And Hancock is fouled. Fouled in the act of shooting. Each team with five now. And Hancock will go to the line. Only second quarter, she was tearing it up. Had a couple of baskets, a couple of free throws. And that's it for Elizardo. She fouls out. That's unfortunate because she had a monster second half. 8 points. Hancock's first free throw rolls in and out. Augustine Hancock. Dribbles once, shoots, and gets the bounce. 36-29, Battle Mountain. Up the floor comes Jamie Karen. Karen, little hesitation move, goes to Quinones in the right wing. Quinones in a crowd, tried to force up a shot. Thought she drew a foul, did not. So Jared Carroll saying, didn't she hit on the arm? Guess not. 36-29, Battle Mountain. Caballero brings it up. One-on-one with Quinones. Caballero with a drive, with a layup. Unbelievable. Missed the shot. Rebound off the foot of Hancock. Taken by Caballero. 10-foot jumper from the baseline. Won't go. Rebound taken by Quinones. No, check that. That is Faith Trujillo in the game. Lob pass down to Kimberlang at the block. Now kicks it out right wing to Karen. Trujillo to Karen. Karen in the paint with the floater, right hand, and got the bounce. Jamie Karen, nice move. Her second field goal cuts the Battle Mountain lead to five with 5:17 to go. Kent loses the ball, steal by Trujillo, goes to Karen, lays it up and in. Jamie Karen somehow finding the energy. 36-33. The closest rifle has been since the first quarter. Bentley Kent. One-on-one with Jamie Karen. Well, Jamie is so tired, but somehow summoning the energy to stick this out. Jana Carroll runs into Kimber Lang. Here's Bentley Kent along the baseline. Now backs up.
Tyler, help Kimber. You ready to help?
Sage Allen guarding Jana Carroll. And, well, knocked out of bounds. Battle Mountain ball in front of their bench. Gabriela Caballero Hancock coming out. And Mia Bettis in for her. Caballero goes into Bettis. Hands it back to Caballero. Missed the reverse layup. She fell to the floor. Thought she was fouled. Ball went out of bounds. Rifle ball. Rifle has attempted just one, two, I think three threes. Jamie Karen hit one. A buzzer beater to end the first half. 36-33 rifle, or Battle Mountain. Karen has it right wing. Quinones down the high post, right side. Back to Karen on the bear claw. Back to Quinones. Goes to Sage Allen, top of the key. Left wing to Trujillo. Back to Sage Allen. Jump shot from 15. Won't get the bounce. Rebound back to Karen. Karen puts up a shot. Got it off the glass and in. Jamie Karen, how about it? She's come alive. And the Lady Bears within a point. Pennington Crossover dribble, gets it across the line to Bettis, right wing. Bettis, baseline, driving. She traveled, she double dribbled. And Rifle suddenly turning up the heat on defense, forcing turnovers, a chance to take the lead on this possession. No full court D. 1 point lead for Battle Mountain. Jamie Karen brings it up. Karen goes right wing to Quinones. Quinones to Karen. Karen, baseline drive. Hands it off to Quinones. Head fake. Pulls up for a jumper. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound taken by Battle Mountain. Pulled down by Bentley Kent. Pennington 1-1 with Trujillo. Faith staying with her. Here's Bentley Kent. Left wing. Karen poking at the ball. Oh. I guess she made contact. Call for the foul. That's Jamie's first. 17 foul, so it's a 1-1. But before we shoot the free throws, we'll take a timeout. 3:17 left in the ballgame. A 1 point lead for Battle Mountain. They led by 14. Drama here at Jack Smith Gymnasium. Back up to this at KMPS. 3:17 remaining in the ballgame. Battle Mountain with a 1 point lead, 36-35. Bentley Kent at the line for a 1-1. Rifles outscored Battle Mountain 10-3 here in the fourth quarter. Kent's first free throw off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Jamie Karen. Karen brings it up. Karen all the way. Scoop shot. Missed it off the rim. No good. Rebound. Kimberlang put back. No good. Kimberlang again. Kicks it out to Trujillo. Trujillo from 10 feet. Won't get the bounce. And now we got... Uh-oh, we got a timeout as a Battle Mountain player is down. That looks like Mia Bettis. And she's laying on her back. And as the gym goes quiet. Well, there's a big crowd around the ball. As Kimberlang just kept getting putback attempt after putback attempt. Couldn't get anything to fall. And in the scrum, Mia Bettis ended up hitting the floor. She's on her back with her knees up. And being assisted. Now she's sitting up. And Chantel Leba, the trainer here at Rifle High School, helps her to her feet. There was a foul on the play, by the way, after all that activity, and it sends Alden Pennington to the line for 1-1. Eighth team foul against Rifle, 5 for Battle Mountain. And Pennington is 1-for-2 from the line. The first free throw. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Jamie Karen. Coach Eric Carroll saying there were six players on the court.
Six on the court.
Kind of like football's too many men on the field. And the officials now in a conference. Three of them gathered round. Eric Carroll's walking back dejectedly like he's not going to get the call. It is a technical against Battle Mountain for having six players. So Jamie Karen, whose free throws have been tired, goes to the line, takes a deep breath, adjusts the mask, a chance to tie it, and take the lead. Her first free throw. Yes, ma'am. There you go. Jamie Karen. The game is tied at 36. And now the refs pull the masks down and have another discussion. Jamie gets another free throw. Seasoned veteran Jamie Karen struggled in the first half. come on strong here in the second half. A chance for the lead for Rifle for the first time. Rolls off the rim. Rifle gets the ball out of bounds. Faith Trujillo and Coach Eric Kerr wants a timeout. A full timeout. We'll take a break. Wait. 36-36. There we go. Tie game. 3:11 to go in the ballgame. This is KMTS. 3 minutes, 11 seconds to go in regulation. We're tied at 36. Rifle trailed by 14. They battled back. Outscored Battle Mountain 11-3 here in this fourth quarter. Karen has it at the circle. Faith Trujillo. And Lizardo is fouled out after a big third quarter. Karen with it. Guarded by Caballero, who has four fouls herself. Trujillo to Jamie Karen. High post left side. 2:50 left. Trujillo back to Karen. Karen's got it. Hands it off to Quinones. Back to Jamie. Jamie hands it off to Trujillo. Back to Jamie. Karen hands it back to Faith Trujillo. 2:30 left. Rifle being patient, taking their time. Moving the ball around. Passing it back and forth, looking for an opening. Kimberlang is up top. Trujillo back to Jamie Karen. Back to Trujillo. Boy, this is the stall. Jamie Karen finds a lane, drives, scoop shot with the right hand, good! Are you kidding me? Lulled Battle Mountain asleep and took advantage. It's 38-36 Rifle. Pennington, top of the key. Pennington with a drive, puts up a shot, got it, and the foul! A fall away shot with the right hand, banked it, and got the foul. Pennington ties the game up at 38, a minute 43 to go. The foul is the ninth team foul called against Faith Trujillo, her first. It's like Sage Allen's going to check back in. Sage comes in. Hancock comes out, and Elizabeth Kaiser in for her for Battle Mountain. Allen replaced. No, Sage is... It's a Hostetler in for Sage Allen. Here we go to break the tie. Pennington, her free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Hostetler. Big rebound for the freshman. Timeout called by Coach Eric Carroll. A full timeout. A minute 46 to go in regulation. We're tied at 38. This is KMTS. Back to Jack Smith Gymnasium. A thriller on this Saturday afternoon. Minute 46 to go in regulation, all tied at 38. Rifle Lady Bears have fought and clawed their way back, had the lead ever so briefly, but Battle Mountain came back and tied it on a bank shot by Pennington, who missed the free throw after she was fouled. But 9 points scored in this quarter by Jamie Karen, who struggled the first half. She's got the ball, underhands it to Faith Trujillo. Here's Quinones. Now Karen left wing. Karen looking for an opening. Hands it off to Quinones near the circle. Back to Jamie Karen. Hands it off to Faith Trujillo. Goes to Quinones. To Trujillo. Jamie Karen, high post left side. Gets past the two defenders there. Hands it off to Quinones. A minute 10 to go. Quinones shakes the defender. Now Karen has it. Underhands it to Jasmine Quinones. Back to Jamie Karen at the circle. To Trujillo. Under a minute to go. Tie ball game 38. Jamie Karen to Quinones. Five team fouls for Battle Mountain, so they've got a couple to give. And Rifle just playing a stall game here, waiting for the perfect opportunity. Kimber Lang trying to post up. Faith Trujillo, cross court to Jamie Karen, bounce pass to Quinones, back to Trujillo, the three of them just playing catch, back and forth, 32 seconds. Trujillo to Quinones. Quinones, top of the key, back to Trujillo. Oh, this is bizarre. Goes to Karen with a drive. Karen backs up, 17 seconds. 14 seconds. 10 seconds. Somebody's going to take a shot here. 7, 6. It's going to be Jamie Caron with a drive. Ball is stripped. And we're going to go to overtime. The steal by Gabriela Caballero down at the post as Jamie Caron trying to drive, get that last shot. And that will do it for regulation. We go to overtime, put another 4 minutes on the clock. Tied at 38. This is KMTS. We go to overtime here at Jack Smith Gymnasium. The Rifle Lady Bears in Battle Mountain all tied at 38. The tip taken by Kimber Lang and the Rifle Bears. Drive by Jamie Caron. Caron in the crowd. Kicks it out to Hostetler. Jumper from 10. Won't go. Caron with a rebound. Put back. Missed the shot, but she's fouled. Jamie Caron to the line, and Caballero has fouled out as she untucks the jersey, and she is done for the night. Caballero, 7 points. Scoreless in the first, 5 points in the second quarter, 2 in the third, scoreless in the fourth, and she is done for the night. She can clock out. Finishes with 7 points, and Jamie Caron at the line. And Jamie Caron with 14 points. Jamie's first free throw. Off the back of the iron. Second free throw is good. Breaks the tie. 39-38 Rifle. 3:54 to go in overtime. Bettis brings it up. Crossover dribble. Bettis. Oh, she traveled. She did the splits. And she put on the brakes. And dragged that foot. Big turnover there. Chance for a Rifle to extend the lead just by one right now. And a timeout called by Coach Eric Carroll. Wants a 30-second timeout. 3:40 left in OT. 39-38 Rifle. This is KMTS. Faith Trujillo will inbound for Rifle at half court. Lady Bears leading 39-38. Pass goes into Quinones. Quinones stops, goes to Trujillo, and here we go again. And now Battle Mountain coming out after them. Quinones trying to penetrate, hands it off to Jamie Caron. Caron between the leg dribble, guarded there by Pennington, staying right with her. Can't shake her. And timeout called by Coach Eric Carroll. 39-38. Battle Mountain, a Rifle with the lead. 3:16 left in overtime. This is KMTS. 3:16 remaining in overtime. Rifle 39, Battle Mountain 38. Battle for first place. It's a three-way tie right now. Mackenzie Elizardo, a huge second half, 8 points before fouling out in the fourth quarter. Rifle ball out of bounds near the scorer's table. Faith Trujillo will inbound. And goes back court to Jamie Caron, met there by Pennington. His assignment is to stick to her. Quinones hands it off to Trujillo. Goes to, oh, bad pass, picked off by Pennington. Pennington against Trujillo. Drives. Puts up a shot. Leaner, she walked. No call. We got a foul on the play on the rebound attempt. Called against Gianna Carroll. That's her fourth. And now it's a 1-1 for Rifle as Jasmine Quinones steps up to the line. 39-38. Rifle with the lead. Quinones is 3-for-4 from the line. And her first free throw. Yes, ma'am. How about it? Gianna Carroll comes out. 2:55 left in regulation. Quinones takes a breath. Dribbles a couple times. Sets her feet. Her second free throw. Won't get the bounce. Rebound put back. Kimberlake missed the shot. Too far into the basket. 2-point lead for Rifle, 40-38, 2:50 to go in OT. Pennington gets past Trujillo. Now Trujillo check catches up to her. Hook pass down to Bentley Kent. Missed the layup, but rolled off the rim. No good. Jump ball called on the rebound attempt. Possession goes to Rifle. Bentley Kent with the open layup, and it just did the toilet swirl and popped out. 40-38, Rifle in OT, 2:30 to go. Quinones hands it off to Jamie Caron. Caron backs up near the circle. Crossover dribble, takes it, gets bumped, puts up a shot, got it to go! Jamie Caron with a soft touch, her first field goal, 42-38, her first field goal in overtime. In fact, the first field goal in OT. 4-point lead for Rifle, 2:08 to go in OT. Bentley Kent. Pass down to Pennington, and Pennington banks it in. 42-40, Rifle. Caron to Quinones. Back to Jamie Caron. To Trujillo. Hands it off to Jamie at the circle. Dribbles a couple times. Bounce pass to Quinones. Going to watch the turnovers here. Quinones dribbles through traffic. Circles around. Pass to Caron. Caron goes to Quinones. Hands it off to Jamie. Caron gets bumped. No foul. And tripped up. Now they finally call a foul. As Jamie Caron will go to the line for a one-and-one. Three-two advantage here in OT for Rifle. And a two-point lead. Foul called against Bettis, her first. Jamie Caron, their first attempt, and it is perfect. These are clutch. What a gutsy performance by Jamie Caron. Jamie's second free throw. Yes. Oh, off the rim, no good. Rebound. Kimber Lang went for the rebound and fouled Jade Harding. And Kimber Lang picks up her fourth. She's crashing the boards. And now it's double bonus. Jade Harding to the line for two. She is scoreless. Harding didn't score the loss to Glenwood. Harding's first free throw is off the front of the rim. Harding's second free throw is good. She banked it in. 43-41 Rifle. A minute and a half to go in OT. Jamie Caron brings it up. Met there by Pennington. Right wing. Crossover dribble in the paint. Lost the ball. Hancock takes it. Hancock driving up the floor. Hancock bowls her way to the basket. Lays it up. And in. And it's tied. 43 all. A minute 10 to go. In overtime, Caron has it. Caron drives along the baseline, kicks it out, shot by Hostetler off the rim, no good. Hostetler wide open with an 8-foot jumper, steal by Trujillo, lays it up and in! Trujillo with a steal! Have faith in Trujillo! 45-43, 45 seconds left, Bears with the lead here in OT, drive, fake, shoot by Kent, got it. Bentley Kent with the basket. Tied at 45. 33 seconds. Timeout Rifle. Are we talking double OT? Oh, my. It's a full timeout. 33 seconds left in overtime. 45 all. This is KMTS. 33 seconds remaining in overtime. All tied at 45. Rifle ball out of bounds. Battle Mountain with the press. Jamie Caron inbounding. And she'll go into Jasmine Quinones, who gets bumped and fouled. And that'll be double bonus for Jasmine Quinones. That took 2 seconds off the clock. Both teams in the double bonus now. Foul called against Mia Bettis, her second. And Quinones trying to break the tie here. First free throw. got the roll. You betcha. Jasmine Quinones. She's 5 for 7 from the line in the game. Quinones, second free throw. And got the bounce. Yes, ma'am. 47-45 Rifle. 30 seconds, 29 seconds. Up the court comes Bettis. Bettis to Kent. Bentley Kent, one-on-one with Quinones. Don't foul. 19 seconds, 18 seconds. Kent with a drive, found an open lane, lays it up and in, and it's tied. 13 seconds, 12, 11, 10. Quinones, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Quinones with a shot. Blocked, she's fouled. Quinones a chance to win it with 2.8 seconds left. Oh, this is unbelievable. Bettis with her third foul. Jasmine Quinones with two shots. Her first free throw. Whoa! Rolled up, came up short off the front of the rim. Oh, what pressure. And a 30-second timeout called by Battle Mountain. 47 all. Jasmine Quinones a chance to win the game. Let's keep it right here. Oh, my. It's 8-8 here in overtime. 47-all with 2.8 seconds left. Jasmine Quinones, her teammates encouraging her. Just take your time, relax, knock down the second free throw, and let's go home. Oh, my goodness. What a game. Rifle outscored 7-3 in the first quarter, 18-10 in the second, and they outscored Battle Mountain 12-8 in the third, 13-5 in the fourth. They're tied at regulation. Here we are in OT. A chance for Quinones to win it for Rifle and put him firmly in first place. Quinones, who dribbles a couple times. The shot, uh-oh. Somebody went out of bounds. Somebody stepped across the line. Kimberlain gets the rebound. Quinones at the buzzer. Missed the shot, and we're going to a second overtime. That was Faith Trujillo with the putback. Put another 4 minutes on the clock. Can you believe this? Double OT. Oh, my goodness.
Another timeout. Jeff gets a timeout.
We'll take a break. Another overtime. Tied at 47. This is KMTS. Oh, my goodness. These girls are wiped out, but do they have another 4 minutes of basketball in them? Second overtime. Tied at 47. Kimberlang gets the tip, taken by Jamie Karen. Karen with a drive, lobs it out to Hostetler. Hostetler with a drive at the baseline. They cut her off. Pass trying to go down to Kimberlang. Steal by Pennington. Pennington. Now it's Bettis. Bettis to Harding. Harding to Bentley Kent, who had a couple of key layups in that overtime period. Kent loses the ball, gets it back. And timeout called by Battle Mountain. Holy smokes. Take a break. 326 left in the second overtime. Tied at 47. It's KMTS. 3:26 remaining in the second overtime. Tied at 47. Both teams in the double bonus. It's Battle Mountain ball out of bounds. Bentley Kent will inbound at the baseline. Quinones guarding the inbounds pass. They go into Bettis. Bettis puts up a shot. Won't go. Rebound taken by Blake Hostetler. Jamie Karen. Karen with a drive. Bounce pass to Quinones. Quinones back to Jamie Karen. Karen right wing. Dribbles around. Bounce pass to Trujillo. Back to Quinones. Quinones in the paint. Tried to force up a shot. Called for traveling. And these girls just have to be gassed. especially playing with masks on. Inbounds pass almost stolen by Trujillo. Good anticipation. Knocked it out of bounds. Meanwhile, Rifle and Battle Mountain boys waiting in the wings patiently. Wondering, when are we going to play? Sometime tonight. Maybe tomorrow morning. Inbounds pass to Hancock. Hancock brings it up. Met there by Kimber Lang. Hancock finds a lane. She's driving. She's shooting. She misses. She bricked it. Rebound taken by Rifle. Over the court comes Jamie Karen. Karen with the layup. Yeah, off the rim. No good. As Bentley Kent was hip to hip with her. Stride for stride. Here's a steal by Trujillo. Trujillo against Pennington. Drive, shoots, scores! Faith Trujillo! ...49-47 Rifle. 2:25 to go in the second overtime. Hancock one-on-one with Kimber Lang. Hancock drives. Lost the ball, lost the control of it. It was, I say, last touch, went off the ankle of Kimber Lang. Sage Allen's going to check in. And Kimber Lang getting a breather. I need a breather. Good Lord. 2:17 left. Bentley Kent inbounding. 49-47 Rifle. Lob pass in the corner to Bettis. Jump shot. Bricks out one. Rebound. Hancock bobbles it. Lost it out of bounds. Good defense by Sage Allen as she just checked in and played good D, forced the turnover there. Battle them out with the press. Two-point lead for Rifle. 2:11 to go, second OT. Jamie Karen brings it up. One-on-one behind the back dribble. Nifty ball handling there against Pennington. Karen taking it, kicks it out to Hostetler. Jump shot off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Hancock. Hancock kills it to Bentley Kent up the left side. Kent crossover dribble. Drives. You got a foul. Offensive foul against Battle Mountain. I believe it was Hancock. Yes, setting a big-time screen there. And put Quinones on the floor. Kimber Lang after a short breather coming back in for Hostetler. 49-47. Rifle with the lead. A minute 55 to go with the second OT. And Trujillo goes in to Kimber Lang. Lost the ball. Bad pass. Picked off. Now, another battle for the ball on the floor as they get it to Pennington. Top of the key. Pennington drives. Trujillo picks her up. And there's a pass thrown. Oh, last touch by Rifle. Looked like it's thrown out of bounds. Minute 42 left. A two-point lead for Rifle in the second overtime. Pennington inbounding against Trujillo. Bettis trying to get open. Pass into Gianna Carroll, where their legs look tired. Bentley Kent with a drive, with a bank shot. Got it to go high off the glass. Ties the game up at all, 49 all. Jamie Karen. Ball knocked out of bounds. 49 all, a minute 24 to go in the second overtime. The few fans that are here are getting a thriller. Jamie Karen has it. Behind the back dribble, between the legs. Pennington staying right with her. Karen gets mugged. And Bentley Kent stomping up and down, throwing a fit there. She picked up a foul. As Mia Bettis picks up her fourth, not Kent, sorry. Minute 15 left. And Jamie Karen, who looked absolutely pooped toward the end of regulation. Here she is in the second OT, trying to muster the strength to knock down a couple of free throws. First free throw off the back of the rim, to the delights of the Battle Mountain boys team waiting to take the floor. Jamie Karen's second attempt. Got it. Swish. Breaks the tie. 50-49. Rifle continuing to press. Faith Trujillo against Pennington. Pennington drives. Pennington's pass to Bettis. Bettis along the baseline. Jump shot. Bricks it, but she's fouled. That'll be two shots for Mia Bettis. I'm having to use both sides of my score sheet here. And that is it for Kimber Lang. She fouls out. So Hostetler is going to come back in. 50-49. Two shots. Everybody's in the double bonus. Bettis, first free throw, tie. Missed it. 1:03 to go, second overtime. Mia Bettis spins the ball a couple times, dribbles a couple times. The second free throw is good. It's tied at 50. Timeout, Rifle. And Coach Eric Carroll holding his son. Wanted to see Dad. So he's holding him and coaching the girls. Minute 3 to go in the second overtime, tied at 50. And now Coach Carroll's little boy running across the floor. My goodness. Here in the second OT, it was Bettis with the free throw, one of two. Bentley Kent with a bucket, a layup. She's been very effective. She's 5'2". Jamie Karen with hitting one or two free throws. Faith Trujillo with a basket after a steal. 1:03 left in the second OT. Quarters are 8 minutes long, so we're going to play a fifth full quarter. Jamie Karen against the press, inbounding. Tied at 50. Goes into Quinones. Back to Karen. Karen up the right side. Karen taking it all the way. Puts up a shot. Got it to go! Jamie Karen with a driving layup. Coast to coast. 50 seconds left. 52-50 Rifle. Pennington has it. Met there by Trujillo. Bentley Kent backs up left wing. 40 seconds. Gianna Carroll drives, shoots, lays it up and in. The tie again. Rifle fans in disbelief. 52 all. Now we got a foul called against Bentley Kent. Stops the clock with 29 seconds left in the second overtime. Tied at 52. I heard someone said, I need a water. I need oxygen. Holy cow. Faith Trujillo at the line. Foul him out, making all kinds of noise. First free throw is off the back of the rim. So much pressure. Trujillo, a junior. Oh, my. Trujillo's second attempt to break the tie. Got it. 53-52 Rifle. 29 seconds left in the second overtime. Pennington. Karen staying right with her. 23 seconds. There's a drive along the baseline. Pass underneath. Shot is missed, but a foul as Hancock missed the shot. Augustine Hancock is fouled. And this is a chance for her to get Ballam out in the lead with 18.9 seconds left. Didn't see who was called against. True. Hancock's first free throw is good. Ties the game at 53. Foul's called against Sage Allen. Hancock's second free throw. They haven't registered the point yet. She made the first one. Here's the second one. Missed it. Rebound controlled by Rifle. Quinones has it. She's fouled. And she'll go to the line. Tied at 53. Second overtime. 17.7 seconds remaining.
Got that 23 white in that last foul.
Jasmine Quinones. for two shots. Quinones, first free throw. Get the bounce! 54-53. Rifle. Quinones takes a deep breath through that mask. Her second free throw. Got the bounce! 55-53. Rifle. 16. They haven't started the clock yet. Timeout. The clock, now they, boy, at least 3 seconds expired. They hadn't started the clock. Timeout, Battle Mountain. Full timeout, we'll take a break. 14 and a half seconds left in the second overtime. 55-53, Rifle. This is KMTS. 14.5 seconds remaining in the second overtime. Rifle, 55, Battle Mountain, 53. Rifle's outscored Battle Mountain 8-6 here in the second overtime. Faith Trujillo with 3 points, a bucket, and a free throw. Jasmine Quinones with 2 free throws to break the tie. Here we go. Pennington will inbound for Battle Mountain. Into Bentley Kent. 13, 12, 11. Throws it out of bounds! Kent tossed it to Pennington on the left wing and threw it into the right, the Battle Mountain bench. Unbelievable. Jim Shepler's got to be sick to his stomach. Passing the court to Jamie Caron. 10 seconds. 9. Go ahead and foul her. Caron gets it across the line. Caron's pass to Trujillo. 1 second. Ball game. Second overtime. Leifer wins in a dramatic fashion. 55-53. Phenomenal performance by both teams. Incredible. 55-53, Rifle in double OT. We'll be back with the totals after this on KMTS. All right, wrapping things up. The girls' game, got to get out of here while they clean the gym. But what a thrilling game. Rifle Lady Bears pull it out in double overtime over Battle Mountain, 55-53. Jamie Caron, after just 3 points in the first half, ends up with 19 for the game, including a bucket and a free throw in that second overtime. Faith Trujillo with a couple of with a free throw and a foul and a basket. And Jasmine Quinones with 2 critical free throws in double OT to get the win for Rifle. 55-53. We'll have some totals later on. But again, 19 points for Jamie Caron as Rifle goes to 6-1 in league play, 6-3 overall. Battle Mountain falls to 4-2 and 6-2. And the boys' game coming up in just a little bit while they sanitize the gym. 55-53, Rifle over Battle Mountain in double overtime. This is KMTS.